This is Beyond the Book on 92.1 WGHN. And each week we sit down with our friend Chelsea Payton from the Loudoun District Library. We talk about what's happening out there at the LDL. And Chelsea, it's been a while since we chatted, but we're back together. And when we last spoke, we had just started Show Your Library Card, but that's continuing.
Yes, so Show Your Library Card will be going until the end of September. For people who don't know about it, Show Your Library Card is our promotion we do all September with the Spring Lake District Library and Grand Haven and Spring Lake businesses to promote owning a library card. So you can show your library card at over 30 businesses around town and get special discounts and goodies just for being a cardholder. People should come and sign up.
And also, when we most recently spoke, there was a blood drive, and the blood drive went very, very well.
Yes, so I definitely wanted to share about this. We had a record number of donations this blood drive, with 40 units and 9 first-time donors, which is really huge. I got to talk with our contact from the Red Cross, and he let me know that since 2024, donations at the Loudoun District Library alone have impacted over 1,000 people, which is absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. So a big thank you to everyone in the community for doing that. If anyone's wanting to be a part of this goodness, the next blood drive we have will be Monday, November 10th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Red Cross promotion that time will be a $10 e-gift card to a merchant of your choice and an entry to one of 3 $5,000 gift cards.
Okay. Next up, we're bringing the baby.
Bringing the baby. Local history tour. So this is a really fun one on September 26th at 10 a.m. This is a history tour designed for caregivers with little ones in tow. It'll start out with a short story time in Central Park and then head out on a stroller-friendly walking tour throughout downtown Grand Haven, featuring fascinating stories from the city's early days.
Hmm. Very cool.
This program, it's for caregivers with children ages 3 and under. And we recommend bringing a stroller carrier for the walking portion of the tour. Registration is required online.
Alrighty. What about the Manhattan Short Festival?
The Manhattan Short Film Festival. So yes, this is something that we really, really love doing every year. I want to say this is our 4th or 5th year doing it. The Manhattan Short Film Festival is a 2.5-hour long screening where you can join film lovers in over 500 venues from across the globe to see the 10 finalists that we have. And they're from all around the world. Essentially, you can have local indie filmmakers who will submit things to Manhattan Short. They pick their top 10, and then it plays all like one giant movie with an intermission in between.
Gotcha.
We have showings at the library, and we have some showings at Central Park Place in the auditorium. So a lot of fun there. And then you get to, at the end, vote for your favorite. And whichever one at the end, after all of the international voting is done and all everything is tallied, gets nominated for an Oscar.
Wow.
And can really, like, it helps indie filmmakers be able to be brought into, like, a mainstream.
Very cool.
So it's a lot of fun. I recommend it because it's just, like, a fun free movie night, mm-hmm. essentially. Mm-hmm. And we usually have popcorn and snacks available, or bring your own. It's the one movie theater you can bring your own snacks and
we won't
gripe at you.
They won't gripe at you.
So the show times for that, they go from Thursday, September 25th to Saturday, October 4th. There's a ton of different times and dates available. They're all on our website calendar at loudoutlibrary.org/Manhattan2025.
All righty. And finally, Chelsea has been practicing this. It's a performance piece, but mm-hmm. you have an event coming up and you're going to tell people about the event as a performance piece. So please take it away.
Are you happy, free, confused, and lonely at the same time? Missing the girlhood of the Eras tour and trying to stay awake until midnight for the new album? Do you know Taylor Swift lyrics, music videos, and facts all too well? You belong with us for Taylor Swift trivia. Whether you want to call up your Swifty friends to form your A-team, or if you know you're probably better off alone, slip on your friendship bracelets, get bejeweled, refresh your T-Swift music and life facts, and get excited for a night to remember. Are you ready for it? So this is for one of our popular themed trivia nights with Oddside Ales, and it's Taylor Swift trivia. Mm. We will be hosting this Thursday, October 7th at 7 p.m. at Oddside Ales. And prizes include a voucher for a new vinyl album, for the new album.
Whoa.
Donated by Off the Record.
Whoa.
So come do trivia with us at 7.
Win the album.
Win the voucher and then go get the album for free with the voucher at Off the Record. We recommend coming early to grab a seat. You can swap theories with other fans, and we'll have friendship bracelet making supplies while they last. So I hope people will be excited. We're really ready. We're ready for it.
So people need to shake it off.
They need to shake it off.
And be part of this.
Yes.
All right. How long did it take you to write that?
I didn't write it. It was somebody else.
They're
very talented.
Very talented indeed. All right. We've got Chelsea Payton here from the Loudoun District Library. Chelsea, if people want to learn more about what's going on at the LDL, where's the best place to go?
They can go to loudoutlibrary.org or follow us at Loudoun District Library on social media.
She is Chelsea Payton. I'm Jesse Bruce. This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN.